It appears Zika is not just in Miami-Dade County, Florida, any longer, as we hear from correspondent Evan Heidenreich.
The Zika virus appears to be spreading in Florida with confirmation of more non-travel-related cases. Health officials say one of the new cases spread by local mosquitoes is in Pinellas County, nearly 300 miles from Miami. Officials say the Tampa-area resident may have been infected with the virus in a neighboring city.
Ryan Lochte and three other U.S. Olympic swimmers were alleged to have vandalized a gas station bathroom in Rio. Now documents from the police there show that the only damage was an advertising poster being knocked off the wall in that restroom. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
We told you moments ago about Zika in Florida. The Centers for Disease Control is now also warning travelers of the transmission of Zika in the Bahamas. The federal agency issuing a travel notice after the mosquito-borne virus was reported near the capital city of Nassau. A 16-year-old is recovering after an experimental drug saved him from a brain-eating amoeba. Sebastian De Leon was on vacation with his family in Orlando when he developed the infection. They put him in a medically induced coma and gave him that experimental drug. Now De Leon is called one of only four people in the last 50 years to have survived that type of infection. A family is waiting to hear back from the TSA after what they call a very degrading incident at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. Ted Houston has that story.
The family was going through security to fly back home to Minnesota on Saturday. 9-year-old Chili Bergstrom has a pacemaker because of a congenital heart defect. It's never been an issue, but TSA agents at Sky Harbor had a different idea.
We absolutely were discriminated against because of this pacemaker.
The boy's mom, Allie Bergstrom, says they requested an alternative screening for Chili like they always do, but TSA agents said he didn't qualify.
At that point is when the TSA agent said that he wouldn't be flying today.
Chili was devastated.
I thought it was my fault.
The family got home several hours behind schedule. The TSA says it's looking into the incident.
And House Republicans say a bill that exempts winnings by U.S. Olympians from taxable income will be considered by the full House once it's out of committee. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning and welcome to a new live edition of Modern Design. I have one of my favorite guests in studio again with us today, Connie Zenbauer from Bassett Furniture, which is one of my favorite haunts for furniture in the New Jersey and even tri-state area. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Rich.
Okay, thanks. Let's take a look at the weather and see what we're going to have in store for today. It's awfully warm in the studio, isn't it, Connie?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Currently, it says it's 76 degrees with fair skies. Today, Tuesday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 59. On Thursday, it's going to be mostly sunny, then a slight chance of showers late in the afternoon with a high of 87 degrees. On Thursday night, there's a 20% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 69. On Friday, it's mostly sunny, then chance of thunderstorms with a high of 91. So it looks like it's going to be hot on Friday. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 68. On Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 89 degrees. I'm working. Are you? Are you working?
Of course I am.
Of course. That's why it's nice. Saturday night, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 66. And on Sunday, it's going to be a mostly sunny day with a high of 88. So it sounds like we have pretty good weekend this week with weather, so that's kind of a good thing. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our program here is Modern Design. We meet each Wednesday from 10 to 11 and talk all things design. One of my favorite guests, as I say, is Connie, and she's with Bassett Furniture. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how long you've been with Bassett, and did you do furniture before this?
I did sell furniture before this. I've been with Bassett for almost 9 years now. I did work at one other furniture store before this, but it was more about selling furniture, where Bassett is more about design and completing a home look, right, you know, for customers. It's not just about selling furniture.
Exactly. I also think that the synergy, and I started working for you before there was a connection with the HGTV and Sherwin-Williams and some of the mm-hmm. the products where they, there's a word for that, with that, where they market along with each other, branding. Do you think that's changed because I think it has. Do you think that's changed Bassett's look or style or marketing a little bit?
I think it definitely has. Just right. The partnership overall has given us more.
Do you think brand recognition?
Brand recognition, and you know, we're people see our TV ads now,
right.
And they're just more familiar with our custom options.
I sort of fell upon you suddenly, not literally, but fell upon you suddenly because I was doing a lot of work for Canal Walk, the large 55 and over community mm-hmm. in Somerset, and I was looking for a location that wasn't too far from that location. I was dealing with older people, some quite elderly, and something that had a showroom that had a variety but not too big. And when I think about the Bassett galleries, and I've only been in a couple of them, yours in particular, they're laid out well, don't you think?
Yes, definitely.
You don't feel like you're in a maze. You can walk with people through the store, or even if you're not working with a decorator, you can walk through the store, see different vignettes, but still be comfortable that you're not like, do you ever go into a furniture store and you're lost?
Yes, you're just overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed.
It's too big.
And that's a lot for people. So mm-hmm. I think that it works well that way. And then you and I had immediate chemistry and we were able to work well together with people. And I think we complement each other. We've been doing it for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
I will say from when I started with you to now, styles have changed a lot.
Definitely.
And I think Bassett has changed a lot. To me, what stands out is the fabric gallery, which was much different then than it is now. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today is design trends and changes in design. I think many people are still confused of what the new modern is. And I think there was from the 90s on, there was a very definite style, lots of very rich colors, reds and golds, and houses were very tanned based, and they came in and there were beautiful colors, and it was very traditional and hardwoods, and they knew what to do. And now I think it's so different, and the style in general, I don't mean just from Bassett, but the styles in general that you're mm-hmm. seeing in the trade magazines, on sets of television shows and movies, are a little sharper, a little cleaner, a little bit more severe in some cases. And I think there's a confusion for people of what to buy. That's been me. That's with people that are seeking out designers. What about when people come to you? Do you find that people are confused?
Yes. Oftentimes, okay. People definitely need help just with pulling it all together. They do oftentimes kind of know what they do and don't like, but they don't know how to pull the whole room together as a finished look.
Yeah, and I find that more and more with people. I think they see things they like. They, mm-hmm. they have a house that they like, but then they go into the stores and it doesn't represent them any longer, and they feel like they're missing out. So I see people, you know, painting a room gray or doing stuff, but they're not getting the whole look together. I think what you said is key, and they're coming to somebody like you that sees that and can put more of a room ensemble together, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What do you see as some just general trends or things that people are continuing to order or things that are coming out from Bassett, like certain styles or looks or colors or shapes that you're seeing? Is there anything that you're seeing in particular?
Well, people are still liking the, you know, for their family rooms, nice, comfortable, casual but tailored oftentimes, cleaner lines, or if it's not a clean line, still a rolled arm, uh-huh. but just a little bit more casual. And
maybe not such a big arm, even if it is a
exactly.
rolled arm.
Exactly,
definitely.
Yeah.
Do you think that the trend towards being more casual is going to continue?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I think it's all about home is where you relax and you get away from the busyness of life.
Right.
And it's all about tranquility.
Tranquility and being comfortable.
Yes.
And so on. I would say that's one of the biggest changes that I see and have to adapt to. I go into a lot of houses out here in Hunterdon County, but also, you know, I do a lot of work in northern New Jersey. As many of our listeners know, I consult for some of the Riccardi showrooms. And if I'm up working in South Orange and these places, I'm taking these, you know, Georgian colonials that were built in the 1920s, and I'm bringing them down a peg. Because often in older homes, the biggest room in the house is what? The formal living room.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing a lot, especially in the older homes, is I'm taking that big space that they never use. And a couple remind me very much that this is so important. That their biggest room was their living room. They had a gorgeous formal dining room. And they had this little teeny tiny room in the back off the kitchen. And that's where everybody, they had a section that went like it just engulfed the room.
Okay.
And they would sit in that little cubicle in this huge house.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally said to the woman, I think she brought me in to do wallpaper in the bathroom. And I said, you know what? you got to make your living room more approachable. And that's where I think, you know, going to Bassett or places like you really come in, because you can have quality, more casual furniture, but also casually elegant. I don't mean pillows on the floor. I mean casually elegant, don't you think?
Definitely. And, yeah, I see a lot of people not doing formal living rooms anymore,
right,
and making it more like a tailored second family room.
Right.
And, you know, we can do that because of our custom options. So it's just interesting to see.
Exactly. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back live here in studio with Modern Design. My guest today happens to be Connie Zenbauer of Bassett Furniture. She's got a wide variety of experience in furniture, and I think just very good judgment, if I could say that. Before we go on and talk about the specific pieces of furniture that I want to talk about, what I'm seeing and then maybe what you're seeing, I want to talk a little bit about Bassett, because when I first started, not so much now because of the synergy with HGTV and all the spots and the ads and the stuff that you do. I think there's more of a brand recognition. But there are some things about Bassett that I really like, and I want to talk about it, but I also want you to interrupt me because I'm probably not explaining it as well. There are two places in particular that I like to purchase furniture locally. And furniture is something that I always say, do not buy at least upholstered furniture on the internet. You have to sit in a piece of furniture.
I agree with that, definitely. And the fabrics always look different online as well.
Right. You'll never get the color right if you're matching color, and you will never get the fit right. And is it in fact true that there's not really a standard per se of what a chair is size-wise? So you really need to – a chair needs to be – it's like wearing a suit, right?
Yeah.
You have
There's
to really
smaller sizes, larger sizes.
And you have to try it on.
Exactly.
So I love Bassett. I also love Ethan Allen. There are other resources I like, but in the local area, I use those two resources. The thing I like about Bassett, number one, is you get your furniture in most cases very quickly. Can you tell people about that?
Yes. We're known for our 30-day production time, and oftentimes it's in your house in 30 days.
So
that's extremely quick. Yes.
So if you're looking to do the Thanksgiving holidays, you should.
We can get it done.
You can get it done. And beautiful and in place, and the place painted beforehand, and the furniture comes, and it all works out well. And you know, in most furniture stores that I order from, the lead time is, you know, extensive. I did a photo shoot. I was in Design New Jersey magazine, and we were waiting from another vendor for a sofa. I had to actually take it off the floor, hire a guy to bring it to the house for the photo shoot, borrow it for 2 days, and bring it back because we were on this very long lead time for a sofa.
Yeah, normally it's like 8 to 12 weeks for custom.
Right.
So when you're talking, you know, 4 weeks, that's definitely a lot quicker.
That is fantastic for all around. I think it's wonderful and consistently. And even sometimes I would say your furniture sometimes even comes in a little bit beforehand, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a big thing. The next thing I want to talk about with Bassett is also their sort of semi-custom, if you will, or custom program about the different firmnesses and the fabrics. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, we have our custom upholstery line where you choose everything about your furniture. So we pretty much can do any piece of furniture, sofa, love seat, chair, chair and a half, a variety of size sleepers and sectionals. But you choose your back cushion, your arm style, the base style, as well as their standard seat cushions. And then you could upgrade to either an extra firm or blend down, which creates a soft, cushy feel. So just we could have a more traditional look or more cleaner lines or somewhere in the middle.
And building a sofa to me is really fantastic, either from a point where you have limited space, so maybe we'll do a shorter arm, or you have somebody that has some back issues and you can do – you even have done for me – I think we did a sofa where one side of the sofa was more firm than the other side of the sofa. Tell them about that.
Yeah, once in a while – usually that will be more on a sectional.
Right.
But, yeah, I have had issues where the husband has a back problem and right. The wife doesn't, and we just do the one side with an extra firm seat cushion.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about with Bassett is that I'm very impressed with the quality of Bassett. I didn't have, a recognition of Bassett per se. I didn't know much about it. I've seen the pieces around. They were nice looking. But I thought the quality has been very good, especially for the price point. I won't say Bassett furniture is cheap. It's not. But I think it's value priced.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality is exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you tend to agree? I think their product.
Yeah, that's why I work there.
I don't think I have ever sent anything back. I mean, I've never, you and I have known each other for how many years? I have never been unhappy with a piece ever. Quality,
mm-hmm.
consistency. So I'm pretty pleased with the product line, and I think it's they do a good job, I think, of representing what's current
mm-hmm.
without being over the top. Don't you think?
Yes.
They do a nice transition.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to take some more commercials. We'll be back shortly more with Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back live in studio today in Flemington. I have the wonderful Connie Zenbauer from Bassett Furniture here. She's my guru of all things furniture. And if I have a question, I'm always coming to her, probably a lot more than I should. So I appreciate you coming in today. I want to start talking about the different pieces of furniture and some of the things that I see that mm-hmm. our listeners ask me about. But before I do that, I want to know, and I hate doing this because I know I'll never be able to get an appointment with you after I do this, how can our clients get in touch with you personally? Because I think you give wonderful customer service. What would be the best way to reach you? Can you give the address of the store and the phone number and so on?
Yes, we're located at 292 Route 22 West, right between Warrenville Road and Kramer Avenue mm-hmm. on the westbound side in Greenbrook, New Jersey. Phone number is 732-926-8800. That's the easiest way to contact me, but also email is ConnieZ@BassettFurnitureNJ.com.
Wonderful.
So either way.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. But don't get too booked up for me because I know that will happen. All right. So starting with couches, let's talk about couches per se, because I see certain things consistently that people are asking me for in couches. One is sort of a given, which is no loose back pillows, don't you think?
It's a combination.
Oh,
yeah. See, actually,
you know what? I actually like when you disagree with me, not just for disagreeing with me, because I learn when that. Okay.
Yeah, I actually usually recommend loose.
Oh, you do? Tell me why.
I do, because you could rotate the back cushions and control the wear a little bit better, because
well,
you know how
true.
You find your favorite spot.
Right.
That way you can rotate the cushions and just get a longer life. Now, I have people that come in, you know, mothers of
right.
smaller children.
That's
they
exactly
like
it.
The attached backs because it's no fixing them, but you still need to plush them and care for them. So
most of my clients, more of my clients tend to be millennials or people with children, even if they're of the teenage years. And I am so used to hearing tight back, not loose back pillows. I mean, that is what I hear all the time. But it's funny to say that there's an advantage to rotating your pillows, which is something that I thought of. The track arm, using an arm that's very sort
clean
of
lines.
Clean lines. I see that a lot. Here's my question with the track arm, because I'm probably due for some new sofas in my family room. Is my sofa has a little bit more, it has an English rolled arm, so it's not substantial but a little bit more substantial.
Mm-hmm.
And at night I like to lay on the couch. If you have a track arm, is it hard to lay on the couch? I know you can sort of balance it with pillows, but it doesn't look as comfortable to people. I think
the majority of people do use the toss pillows that are on the sofa.
Right.
So as long as you're using your toss pillow, I would say there's no difference.
Okay.
And oftentimes it just gives you a more minimalistic look.
Right.
Which is what the room needs.
And that's nice when you want to have a clean lines. But I was wondering, is it because even with the English rolled arm, it almost seems to me like some of the sofas. Now, if people don't know what an English rolled arm is, it's sort of a round arm, but it recedes. It goes in a little bit. Maybe I'm not describing it as well as you would describe it. It sort of recedes, and it's not like the big rolled arms that we had in the 90s. It sort of recedes a little bit, but it's a little bit softer. I'm wondering, do you get less space on the end if it has a very – a track arm would be a very straight arm.
Yeah, you get the same amount of inside seat width.
You do.
Yeah, it's the extra measurement in the sofa itself is usually because it's a bigger arm if it's a rolled arm.
Okay. So we could do attached or non-attached, and I think that track arm I've been using a lot lately because it gives it a nice clean line.
Mm-hmm.
I do still like the English rolled arm. Are there any arms or something in particular that you like?
I do, and for the customer that's very in the middle of traditional and not so much clean lines as the track arm.
Right.
I think the Charles of London arm is a really nice arm as
now,
well.
I have sounds very English, but I don't. That was terrible. It was like Scottish. All right. So, what does what is it? The Charles of London. Okay.
Which is still a thin arm, but okay. It's softer lines and it's got some pleating to it.
I am learning and writing down as we're here. Charles of London. It sounds like I know what I'm talking about. Okay, that sounds good. Well, I think that's good. And I think that brings up another point, which is that the word has become very politically correct to say is transitional.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good. You know, I was in a home yesterday. I think I can do this because I was in five homes yesterday. And the one of the homes I went into was beautiful. I mean, it was like a 1920s gorgeous Georgian house. And I walked in and every single thing in the house was mission style. And even though it was pretty, it just didn't work with the house. The problem I see with many people, it's sort of Hunterdon-centric, but it's all over. If you have a very traditional house, it usually lends itself for furniture being a little bit more formal and a little bit more traditional, but where people are not seeing themselves reflected in the store. So that's where I think this sort of – in the stores and online. That's where I think the whole transitional thing is very good. It's really that combination between traditional, formal, and relaxed, contemporary, casual, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And that works well because it not only allows you to have a little bit more of a casual look in those rooms and a little bit cleaner lines, but it still works with the architecture of the house, don't you think?
Yes.
I think that's that's been the reason that I'm still in business through the recession and now the recovery, is that people didn't see themselves, did their house like the way it looked, but no longer saw themselves reflected in what they saw out there. And they wanted to make their house more updated, but they didn't know how to make it work with a traditional facade. And many homes in the tri-state area happen to be center hall colonials, ranches, or more traditional style houses. If you have a split level, that was already a sort of a contemporary style. So you could work with that with very contemporary furniture. You could make that. But those two types of homes, which are very common in our area, it was a little harder, don't you think?
Yes, definitely.
Do you ever go into a house? And, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and we have some great collections online that are a mix of both traditional elements as well as clean lines. Yeah. The Harlan collection is one good example.
Harlan. Okay. But I think you guys do a good job of doing transitional well, where it looks really good looking. It's a little bit more casual, and it could work in both a traditional and contemporary environment.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I can create that look with our custom program, and then there's some collections that just go either way.
Right. And I think the things that you have going with your not only your coffee tables and your accessories really bring it together beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with a lovely lady right now who's just going to close on our house, I think, hopefully today. We'll keep our fingers crossed. And we did some furniture, and it looked so good in the showroom. We did some real interesting color combinations with blues and greens that I photographed it, and someone came by and said, "Ooh, how'd you do that? Where'd those pillows come together?" The collections themselves do that. It really flows quite nicely, and you can come in and create something. But getting back to couches, so we can do our pillow, we can do our arms. What about feet? I never see anybody doing sofas that are skirted anymore.
It's very rare. Once in a while I get somebody that wants a skirt, but most of the time people are doing a cleaner leg. Mm-hmm. If they're more traditional, we use the turn leg, which is, you know, still a little bit of a roundness, but classic leg. But it's just visually a lighter look than the skirted bases, and it's a little less formal.
Here's a question I get a lot on legs of sofas. Sometimes they have existing pieces of furniture that they want to keep. So maybe they have two chairs that they had recovered, and then they're putting a new sofa in the room, and the sofa legs and the couch legs don't match. Either they're a different style or color-wise. My personal opinion is I think that's great. We're getting away from matchy-matchy, and they could coexist together. What's your opinion when people say, I want to match the other legs?
Now, I definitely agree with you that mixing things gives you a more finished designer look.
Oh, yeah.
People are not doing the matching collections and the matching everything anymore.
Right.
It's all about mixing it and blending the elements with style.
And I bet even if people are buying two pieces of furniture from you, maybe from two different collections, maybe the legs don't even match, but they're both exposed legs.
Right.
That's okay, don't you think? I think
yes.
That's okay.
Yeah,
in fact,
definitely.
I kind of prefer that. Are you seeing, for the wood on furniture for couches and sofa, are you seeing them continue to be very dark, or are you starting to see changes?
I'm starting to see some of the lighter finishes come back, or medium to light. Yeah, it's starting to come back a little bit.
You know where it's starting to change, I think, is flooring. I've been working a lot. You know, my store is right here in Flemington, and I share it with Rugs to Riches. We have a 2,500 square foot showroom. It was the former Lennox location before it moved. So I'm constantly, the vendors are coming in and showing us what's new. We're seeing floors, I think, change a lot. And
definitely.
The dark floors that were in for such a long time, not that they're not in, but they're not as dark, or they look more like reclaimed wood. They're light.
The grays, the cool tones.
The cool tones, whitewash.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to trickle down, I think, to furniture wood, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it already has in some time.
It already has,
And dining tables and so on. But I even think the legs on sofas and things of that nature, the exposed wood, I think will change a little bit.
Definitely.
So let's talk about, we talked about couches now. What about love seats? Are people still doing love seats? Someone told me once, no one does love seats anymore. I don't know that that's true or not. What do you think?
I would say not as much as in the past.
Okay.
I do still get that traditional customer that comes in, and sometimes it's the only it's a spatial thing.
Right.
So usually if I do see people doing a love seat, it's more because they have to.
Sure.
But oftentimes it's a sofa with two chairs.
Right.
Or sometimes a chair and a half, which is a size that's between a love seat and a sofa. You could still squeeze two people on it, but it just gives you a lighter look.
Let me tell you what I think, and I want to see what you say. Now, in all my trade magazines that I read and all the stuff I go to and the seminars, because I do some speaking, public speaking for design, so I always feel that I need to know the latest and what's good, what works. For me, I do not like sectionals. And I know sectionals are popular. They're popular with families, and they've gained popularity again in the past couple of years. I think they're very limiting. I don't like them. So I'm somebody that actually will use, if spatially I need it. I was working in the 70s colonial with a young family that bought their long, narrow family room.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of doing a sectional, I did a sofa and I did a love seat.
Okay.
So which mimics the sizing of a sectional and works within the space. And then that allows me to have end tables on either side for putting for lamps, for lighting the room, which we didn't have enough lighting, and they weren't going to put recessed lighting in, and for just versatility I like that. I made my, on one side, the open side, I made it in a nest of tables. So if you're serving, you can do that. I feel it's limiting personally to have a sectional.
It is if you definitely like the versatility of changing the room around a lot.
Right.
For families, though, it oftentimes maximizes the space
right.
in a minimalistic way.
Right.
So for a senior couple that comes in that's just downsized,
right.
you know, oftentimes I'll recommend, or if they know they're going to be downsizing,
yeah.
a middle-aged couple that
right.
comes in
mm-hmm.
and they know they're going to be downsizing within 5 years, oftentimes
sure.
I'll recommend pieces versus a sectional because it'll travel with them into the future.
I
always remind people to think about where they're at. Young families that come in that know they're going to be in this home for the next 10, 20 years,
right.
if you know, I have no problem selling a sectional too because it really maximizes the space and they can all cuddle together as a family.
Exactly. It depends on individual need, I would
mm-hmm.
guess. I would say I'm seeing more people getting individual chairs or even sometimes a sofa and two sets of individual chairs.
Mm-hmm.
I see as a trend or people asking me for more individual seats. And I also see socially, if you're having people over to the house or so on, people that are not intimate, that don't know each other that well, don't necessarily want to sit on the same like love seat or small space. So if your family room is where you're entertaining and everybody has to sit on that one sofa, that's kind
mm-hmm.
of awkward sometimes. So if you had a sofa, let's say, if spatially you could do that, and then you had maybe two sets of chairs,
right.
I'm seeing people asking that, and I've been setting mm-hmm. that up as a room, a look for
right.
a room.
Right.
So I think that that's something that, you know, that you can do. And again, when you have individual pieces, as you said, it's much easier to rearrange the room.
Definitely.
It gives you,
you know, come Christmas time, you can make room for your Christmas tree and
exactly.
still have the same amount of seating.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to do a quick news break, and I'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design right after this quick break.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An American feels the shaking from a 6.2 magnitude earthquake that rattles central Italy, killing at least 50 people.
I mean, it woke us right up out of a sound sleep.
Chris Burns was a safe distance away from the epicenter of that quake. He's an assistant basketball coach with Rhode Island's Bryant University, who's in Rome with his team for preseason training.
It felt like your room was shaking and swaying, almost like someone was underneath your bed, pushing up on the mattress.
That death toll of about 50 expected to rise because at least 150 people are missing. At the Vatican, Pope Francis urging everyone to pray for the victims.
And there certainly can be a softening because we're not looking to hurt people.
Donald Trump confirming during a town hall on Fox News last night that he could still change some of his policies concerning illegal immigration, but he repeated his vow to build a wall on the border with Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever come home from work to find out that the power's out? You reach the power company and they inform you that it'll be out for another 8 hours. Panic sets in. You've been told to prepare for this before. Bottled water, radio, flashlight, easy to prepare meals. And for the next 8 hours, everyone is on edge. No AC, no TV, no hot dinner tonight. What will happen to your family if this same situation were to last 2 days, a week, or even a month? This is Colonel Rusty Humphreys to tell you about Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest has long-term storable food and water products that will ensure your family's well-being through any man-made or natural disaster. Don't wait for the power to go out. Go to HeavensHarvest.com and secure your family's well-being today. That's HeavensHarvest.com or call 800-516-4773. Again, 800-516-4773. HeavensHarvest.com. Use promo Rusty and receive free shipping. HeavensHarvest.com. That's HeavensHarvest.com.
And we are back live in studio with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I have a local business right here in Flemington on the Circle, which is inconveniently being worked on right now, but we are open for business and easy to get in and out of. My address, if you'd like to come and see my studio, is 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. My phone number, if you'd like to reach me, is 908-884-0770. I've had a lot of popularity in the past 6 months or so. We're doing a new promotion for $199. We'll give you fresh eyes. We'll come out to your home, schedule the appointment, which takes about an hour to 2 hours, and we'll walk through all the spaces of your home, room by room, and give you just general design ideas. This is great for the do-it-yourselfer, for somebody that wants to do things on a budget or over time. It's sort of a pair of fresh eyes, and we've been doing a lot of those. They're great opportunities just to sort of freshen up a little bit or take some notes. And if you want to take it on your own, that's great. Or if you want some help beyond that, we can help you as well. As I said, my guest today is Connie Zenbauer, and she's with Bassett Furniture. Connie, just let our listeners again know if they want to reach you in your specific store where it's located.
We're down in Greenbrook, New Jersey, and we're right between Warrenville and Kramer Avenues at 292 Route 22 West.
Wonderful. And the store phone number?
732-926-8800.
And then ask for Connie.
Okay. That's correct.
All right. So before we went to our news break, we were talking about chairs, individual chairs. Are you seeing a difference in chairs? I'm seeing chairs, to be honest with you, not being as oversized as they were before, number one.
Yeah, I would say a lot of people can only do the smaller chairs, right. Small to medium.
Right.
And swivel chairs are a very popular item as well, you because know, with the open floor plans, it just they are convenient.
I'm seeing a return to a swivel chair because people are putting their media, their television above a fireplace, and when they're setting up the room, it's very convenient to do sets of chairs. One of the things that I liked about Bassett is they have swivel chairs that don't look like, when we always think of swivel mm-hmm. chairs, you think that ugly orthopedic looking big metal bottom swivel chair like that's in the senior village in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But you have good looking swivel chairs that don't really look like it, do you? Don't
that's
you?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Oftentimes they go almost down to the ground and you don't see the base.
Right. It's mm-hmm. Really nice looking and value priced as well. I was surprised how nice that is to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that I really think is back as design trend is the swivel chairs. I see people asking for that a lot. They're very versatile.
Yeah, definitely. And two, not only with the rooms that you have the TV over the fireplace, but
right.
if it's also open to a dining area,
right.
the chair can swivel and you can talk to the people in the dining area. So
it's very versatile.
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. So I wanted to talk about the next thing, which I see a lot of changes and things that I really like, and that is coffee tables. Oh, I have a little joke for you. Coffee tables, end tables, and so on in spaces, either living rooms or family rooms. I'll often, I don't know if you could use this, she's looking at me like, what is he talking about? I often, when I go to somebody's house, I point to their coffee table or sofa table, and I'll
right.
say, what is this piece? And they'll either say, a coffee table or what? A cocktail table.
Cocktail table. Yeah, that's true.
So we always say if they're a coffee drinker, it's coffee. If they're a drinker, and that's a little loosening up if you have some clients that are a little standoffish a little bit. Anyway, so talking about coffee or cocktail tables, what I am seeing, and then maybe that's different from what you're seeing, is I'm seeing metal finishes and mixed metals.
Yeah, mixed metals with the wood top.
I love it.
Yeah,
I
definitely
love the mixed
industrial,
metals.
Rustic industrial.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you're seeing in trends of tables? People ask me more about what they should do with their end tables and coffee tables now than ever, of all things.
That also blends into the whole dining room. Oftentimes
okay.
with the open floor plans, the
right.
dining rooms are also the same way, where they're going with more rustic tops and the wood
right.
elements, and then the base will either be a painted finish if,
right.
or... yeah, it's just that rustic look.
Exactly. So reclaimed wood or wood that looks like reclaimed wood on the top?
Yeah.
Not maybe
the
literally
distressed
reclaimed
finishes
right.
so that your Bings and Bangs just add character to the table.
Right.
Bassett has a new program called Benchmade. They're solid wood tables.
Mm-hmm.
They leave the light, like we have a live edge table where, you know, it looks like the edge of a tree, you know?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So it's all about the rustic but finished look.
What about glass and coffee tables?
We have a lot of the glass tables now that are framed in wood, so
mm-hmm.
it's a combination with wood or the metal.
Right. You know, I see lots of combinations, lots of painted pieces of furniture. There's sort of a gamut, don't you think? Now, what about end tables for a space? Are you seeing people doing end tables that match on each side or different? I'm doing a lot of different. And I love a nest of tables. I love to do one side solid and then maybe with storage in it, and one side is a nest of tables.
I love that because of the functionality of it.
Correct.
I see people definitely mixing the shapes a lot more than in the past.
Mm-hmm.
you still get that client that just likes symmetry, and then that's when I will recommend keeping it the same, at least in that, like on the sides of the sofa, but then mixing it up near the accent chairs.
Exactly. The only thing that I worry about with people with doing it different is that you have to be very conscious of heights. Because if you have a room that doesn't have any overhead lighting, you're going to need lamp light, and you want them to be consistent. So if you have two lamps in a space, you really want those tables to at least be the same height,
mm-hmm.
don't you think?
Yeah, and most of ours are the same height, even though they're different shapes. Yeah,
okay,
I mean, for the most part, yes. The other thing I see, too, is a lot of people are not doing cocktail tables, and they're doing ottomans.
Yeah.
And that's a more casual
look.
I stole
my thunder there.
I'm sorry.
She cheated. She looked at my sheet.
I can't see that sheet.
She really can't. But thank God we're not on the video camera yet.
Okay. We have different shapes, and uh-huh. you basically choose your options on that. You could do storage, and they're on casters and easy to move. You can do legs on casters.
Uh-huh.
You can do tufted top, just flat top. So just different sizes and shapes. And it's my job to assist with making sure you have the right shape and proportion for your space.
The ottoman is like the hottest thing. Everybody wants it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen two trends. One is one large ottoman for the space.
Mm-hmm.
But also I see a lot of, again, modular, like two ottomans in a space.
Yeah. Oftentimes they'll go small, like two smaller ottomans, and that
right.
way you can move them around
right.
when you need to. If you're entertaining a large crowd, if you need extra seats, sometimes
right.
you take the tables away. Take out your nesting tables.
Exactly.
You know, and have the ottomans be seats.
I don't mind the look of two ottomans, but here's the thing that I don't like. I don't like when you have two chairs and then two ottomans. I don't like that look. To me, the two ottomans looks great if you have a sectional or if you have maybe two sofas facing each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're already segmented by two chairs, then I don't really like that look. And I see people messing that up a lot,
mm-hmm.
that they're not using it in the right proportion. Because I think you need a sense of balance of what is solid and then what is open.
Yeah, oftentimes if there's two chairs and if they're a little bit a distance away from the sofa
right.
or in their own little corner, I'll recommend just one ottoman for the two chairs.
Right. I just think it's a better look.
Yeah. It's more cohesive.
And we didn't discuss this first, so if you don't have a set answer, that's fine. Is there a basic, when you're figuring out what size ottoman or coffee table, do you leave a certain amount of space specifically to fit within that sort of a range?
Well, usually from your sofa, you want to have about 18 inches.
18 inches.
Most of the time, oftentimes, I would say people don't have that space, so even 12 inches, I think you can pull off.
But less than
But you
Less
want to be able
foot.
To get in and
right.
out of your sofa comfortably without
awkward.
Hitting the table. But 18 inches is the hard guideline.
With an upholstered ottoman as a cocktail table or a sofa table, do you find that people are wanting them on casters or not?
I would say it depends on the customer.
Mm-hmm.
If they're a family with young children, oftentimes they don't like they don't like an ottoman to be able to move.
Right, because it's dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then if it's a storage ottoman, they might like that element, and then it's easy for vacuuming if it is on casters. So it's kind of half and half.
Are most people wanting that storage?
Oftentimes, yes. Mm-hmm. And those can only be done rectangular or square.
Mm-hmm.
But they're multifunctional, great place for blankets, magazines,
right.
computer games.
Especially in family.
Quick cleanup.
Yeah.
So.
And then people are doing them in combination with beautiful trays, I would imagine, on top
yes.
to have a level flat surface.
Yeah.
Which is its own kind of look, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It just helps to add bling to the room and different textures and a finished look.
Okay, well, we have to break and go to our last set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly. More with Connie today here on Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back here live in studio in Flemington doing another edition of Modern Design. My guest today happens to be Connie Zenbauer of Bassett Furniture. We're talking all things furniture and little tricks of the trades and things that are more in style now and things you can do to when you purchase furniture to make it more useful and better for you. So I'm going to transition a little bit because we're kind of running out of time. There's a bunch of things I want to cover. I want to switch to dining sets, and I want to talk a little bit about, I think there's a line that you have, is it Artisan? There's a line that has sort of a much more casual sort of look. One of the lines that you carry?
Well, we have the Benchmade program, yes.
The Benchmade,
so that's
yes.
What the Benchmade collection. And that's wood from the Appalachian region. It's
okay.
Made here in the USA.
Okay.
And there's different finishes, so you can choose your finish. But those tables are solid wood.
Right.
So no two pieces of furniture are exactly alike.
Right.
The stain will take to the different planks of wood.
Differently.
You can have a live edge, which means they don't totally finish they keep it the tree.
And people are loving that.
Mm-hmm.
People are loving that.
Definitely.
Mm.
So it's a really nice program.
Mm.
Then we have our custom dining area where you could still have a nice casual look. We have the oak tops that you can do in different finishes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can choose your leg style, and you could either do a painted finish on the base or just a wood stain finish. So just a variety of looks we can do.
I find that there's more of a look of individualism now with the furniture now than ever, don't you think?
I think so. It's all about making your space your own.
Exactly.
And just having a nice casual look.
And combinations of things, metal with rough wood, soft chairs, upholstered different chairs with it, a lot of that. And Bassett, I think, is good at putting that stuff together for you.
Definitely.
So if you were to do one of these tables that sort of had a live edge and so on, what would you normally pair it with? Would you pair it with more wood, or would you pair it with an upholstered chair?
We have the matching wood chairs that we can do in the different finishes. So
right.
If you do wood,
mm-hmm.
I like wood on the sides, maybe with an upholstered seat
right.
with the upholstered chairs on each end.
Right.
Or all upholstery around is a beautiful look as well.
Because I think you'd probably want to balance so that the table can sort of stand out and be its own thing, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wonderful look. What about benches? The last house that I worked on, we did a bench on one side. Now, in my kitchen, which I never, ever sit at the table, my kitchen has the same thing. I have end chairs. I have chairs. And then the other side, I have the same collection, but at a bench on one side. How do you feel about benches?
They definitely are a nice look, and it's an easy way to get a lot of seating, and
right.
we do have the benches that match those tables as
not
well.
Not always the most comfortable option.
I don't know. I sat on a bench as a kid, and I loved it.
Right. I think it's great. I think it's great for kids. And you know what? To me, it's nice. I did it in my kitchen because I don't ever sit at the table because it's a nice look, and it makes it look a little more custom. And I'm seeing it a lot now, the bench on one side, or sometimes even the bench on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think things are just changing. There's not as many rules as there were before.
Oh, definitely not.
What else are you seeing in dining sets? Do you see people that are getting rid of their formal dining rooms and opening up the wall and making their kitchen set their one dining room set?
Definitely. It's all about, just having one main dining area, and
right.
they use it for all meals and maybe even going a little bit more tailored than, with
right.
the upholstered seats.
Right, making it a little bit more casually elegant, right?
Yes. Doing their formal, taking the old dining room and turning it into a second family room.
Right, exactly. See that combination a lot. Or if they have a smaller home, just opening up the wall and making their formal dining room now part of the kitchen. So it's casually elegant, like you say, for sure. Anything else that you're seeing as far as dining sets are concerned? I would say, for me, still the and this has been around for a long time, people doing head chairs as upholstered chairs I'm seeing a lot of.
Yeah, oftentimes that definitely as the head chairs. Oftentimes, people like the look around the whole table, but if
right.
it's a family, it's the wood seats are easier. So that's
to maintain,
So it depends on the client.
So I'm seeing a lot more of upholstery both in the bedroom and in the what we were talking about before with the cocktail tables, with the upholstered headboards. I'm seeing a lot of a return of a combination of upholstery. I don't know if it's for comfort or for color, but I'm seeing a lot of that in general, don't you?
Definitely.
So I'm seeing a lot of dining sets, whether it be casual or casually elegant, with at least upholstered end chairs or upholstered all the way around, or a combination of chairs with a bench. So a lot of different varieties of looks that people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not matching finishes, maybe the table's wood on top with painted legs or maybe metal legs. A lot of different and very much more custom, much more individualized. Not so much things that look like sets, don't you think?
Correct, yeah.
Now, when you do have people, and there are still a good amount of people that have dining rooms per se, the thing that I don't see a lot of, and I'm wondering if you even offer it there, is when I see people having a dining set or they have a formal dining room, mm-hmm. I don't see them using china closets anymore.
You're correct. The china hutches, we do have one that
you
we
do?
Can, that, yes, that you can customize.
Right.
And we do have some formal collections too where we offer a smaller one, but they're more like a display cabinet.
Right.
Glass on all the sides. But right.
Which yeah, is very necessary. If you have a collection and you light it, I mean, it doesn't have to be over the top old fashioned,
mm-hmm.
but it is often, I don't want to poo-poo that because that's actually a nice solution. If you have a collection of beautiful dishes or beautiful pottery or Judaica or something that's gorgeous and you have a collection of it,
right.
that's a great opportunity to light that.
Definitely. But I think the younger generation are not doing the formal chinaware anymore either,
right,
so
right.
they don't have the display pieces like in the past.
Right, right.
So not nearly as many china hutches, but
right.
we can still create one.
What I'm seeing a lot, not just with the millennials, but often with the millennials, is if they have a formal separate space as their dining room and they're keeping in a dining room to do holidays, I feel that they're doing a table with often upholstered chairs and just a sideboard.
Yeah, and the plus about a sideboard is then you could use the top for setting up your you
it's
know,
so
cocktail
practical.
Area, yeah,
yeah.
or, you know, your extra space for food. So that's
right.
Where the server comes in handy.
Here's another trend that I'm starting to see people are embracing. In the paint world, paint has changed a lot, and right now we're in sort of a continuation of a very neutral phase with the paint colors. So what I'm seeing going on right now is people are picking that word, which is called grayish, a combination of,
mm-hmm.
it went from gray to grayish, a combination of gray and beige, which is sort of a blah color with very white trim. I'm starting to see people pick up the pops of color in the room, which now doesn't have color, with pieces of furniture.
Definitely.
So in other words, somebody says to me, I'm going to paint my sideboard. They'll come in and they'll say to me, I want to paint my sideboard caution yellow, or my room is a beautiful shade of gray. I want to paint my sideboard like a blue-green color.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing that in Bassett or just in general?
No, I do get some customers that are very comfortable with adding that pop of color on furniture.
As opposed
and I
to
love
on the
it.
Walls.
Yeah,
it's fun,
versus,
isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And we do have two different size servers that we can customize
right.
the finish on, and we can do some really bright colors.
So it doesn't really even relate to the dining room set, but you can use color accents to bring it together.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I want to bring to our listeners today is the look right now, if you want to even just take your existing pieces, if you make them sort of almost not match, or you bring in one or two new pieces, like you'll keep your dining set, make it less casual by adding some new end chairs with you, and then do one new piece, maybe like a sideboard, but keeping the core of what you have, that's a great way to update, don't you think?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Is there any color that you've seen for wood furniture that's painted? You said, this is something I wouldn't do, but I really like it.
I just had somebody recently order a mist color.
Okay.
And that's really pretty, like a seafoam blue.
Oh, nice. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and that was really pretty.
Well, the combination, I think, of grays or grayishes with sort of pale sea blue greens, I think, are very popular
mm-hmm.
right now. That's a very popular combination.
Yeah, definitely the blues in any tone with the grays
yeah.
as well, and that's really what's happening
still. And grays and grayishes and navy blues and greens, to me,
mm-hmm.
seem to be, whether I'm painting a house or doing window treatments or with you at Bassett, I'm seeing those colors. I'm not seeing the warm colors. I'm seeing a continuing trend with the cool colors.
Definitely.
I will say this, I'll predict it here on the show first. I see brown coming back again, though.
Okay.
And I think in the fall already, we're going to start to see a little bit of a return in a much more modern, a much more clean line way, return to, and that's why I think it's starting to happen with paint. We're going from grays to grayishes. I think brown is going to come back in again. Not the way it
not
was before.
Not a dark brown. I think it's going to
no.
be like a mid-brown.
Like a mid-brown,
mm-hmm.
but a brown with gray with
mm-hmm.
and maybe a little pops of colors. Maybe a little bit of return of animal print too, but maybe done differently, like in gray instead of in a combination of that. I'm starting to see that sort of come in. Are you
yeah.
or?
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not too much, but...
Not in the way it was before.
Not like it was before at all. But we do get those people that also still are starting to do the brown-gray combinations.
Yeah. And it's actually kind of a rich... Those two colors, and I always liked those two colors, but I had a very hard time getting people to put those two colors together. That's a great combination.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rich, whether you do traditional or contemporary. And then we are almost at the end. We have about 5 minutes left. So I want to go to the bedroom and talk about bedrooms, bedroom sets, what you're seeing. Does anybody ever order a full-size bed anymore?
Once in a while, and that's mostly due to room size.
Right.
And then oftentimes, if it's a teenager, sometimes, you know, they have the smaller bedrooms and you need to go. Like, I always recommend moving away from a twin bed and go to a full size so that the bed can travel with them into the future.
Yeah, I don't see twin beds much anymore. I agree 100%.
But if I do, it's usually just the size of the room.
Exactly. What are you seeing as far as beds are concerned, headboards, that type of thing with the bed?
The upholstered beds are still happening very much, and I think that's still going to continue into the next year. And they're always classic. I mean, they never will go out of style.
Right.
So, and now we have a lot of bed styles, too, that are framed with the wood that still has the upholstery on the headboard itself.
Right. I never sell footboards anymore. I'm a kind of a tall guy, so I hate a footboard. Growing up, I hated a footboard. So I definitely see that. I think people are putting flat screens or TV, and they just don't want a footboard anymore. So I think that's a trend that's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, I have not had people order tall footboards in a long time. It's very rare.
And I'm not even seeing like metal beds. I'm really seeing just a consistent, whether it be tufted or non-tufted, I'm seeing a lot in different shapes, beautiful different shapes and colors. I'm not seeing anything really but upholstered headboards, whatever your taste is. That's been a consistent, I think, look.
Yeah, we have a lot of upholstered beds, and then we have, you know, some wood beds, mostly panel style.
I want to talk about the difference between an upholstered headboard and an upholstered bed, because of you, I've become a bigger fan of actually having the full upholstered bed. Can you kind of talk about what the difference is between the two?
Well, if you have the upholstered headboard, you attach it to a metal frame.
Right.
And over time, you know, as the frame becomes loose, there's more squeaking and creaking.
Right.
You know, if this is for a master bedroom, I always recommend doing the rails and the low footboard with it because it gives you that complete look.
Right.
It's the fabric all the way around.
Right.
It's just more stable and more elegant.
I really have become a fan, actually due to you, of the full upholstered bed. Mm-hmm. They're still value priced. I mean, they're
it actually doesn't cost that much more to do the complete bed versus a frame. And I think it's just worth the extra.
And then because we're on radio here, you can't tell. So the profile around that same fabric would go around, but it's very minimal that you see it around the rest of the bed. But
correct. And once you have your comforter and everything on there, you know, the comforter hangs over the sides and it just really gives you that finished look.
What about other pieces in a bedroom? Because I'm seeing that change a lot. When people say, I'm moving into a new house, I'm going to keep my other bed sets, but I want a new master bedroom. Besides I would say queen is probably the most popular bed size.
I agree with that. Uh-huh. Queen and king.
Mm-hmm. And then what would you say people are ordering as pieces to go with that?
I see it starting to go back to a little bit of the lighter finishes.
Okay.
We have dark and medium.
Right.
A few light, but I think it's starting to go back to the medium finishes, medium to light.
I think so, too. And also distressing on the wood, right?
Half and half, mm-hmm. Yeah. Nightstands, people are mixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
You still get the couple that'll come in and still like the matching nightstands.
Right.
But oftentimes they don't, it'll be more like a bedside cabinet where you don't have drawers necessarily.
Right.
Because with master bedrooms being so big and the walk-in closets, you don't need the same amount of drawer space.
Do you see people doing one-in-one, a chest on one side and then a smaller nightstand on the other side?
Sometimes, depending on the room size, yes.
Right, right. Now, what about chest of drawers and mirrors and stuff like that?
I still have most people, I'd say, are still doing the tall chest of drawers with a dresser, but not necessarily the mirror to go over the dresser, because a lot of people are going more to a statement piece for the mirror.
Right, a separate framed piece.
Or they're putting their TV on the dresser.
Exactly. I see that all the time. Nobody wants an attached mirror anymore. But would you say they're doing both pieces? They're doing the high piece and the low piece as far
for the most piece, for the most part, yes. If anything, they usually will cut out the drawers on the nightstands and do more like a bedside cabinet or an table that's totally different.
Right, and you're right, in the newer style houses there's so much more storage. I don't necessarily need that, so it'd be kind of nice to to have that space. Are people, though, with bedroom sets tending to keep all the pieces the same? I mean, as far as finish, not as far as the pieces.
We get a mix, okay. A mix of customers. I get a lot of people that'll mix things with the mirrored glass pieces now with the wood.
Right.
It all just depends on the customer, I would say.
Well, Connie, believe it or not, we're out of time. This goes, when you're here in particular, it goes so quick. Just tell our listeners one more time how they can reach you, what your location is and your phone number.
We are at 292 Route 22 West in Greenbrook, New Jersey, between Warrenville and Kramer Avenue. And the phone number is 732-926-8800.
Well, thank you. You were a wonderful guest, and I've learned.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Have a great day. We'll see you all next week here on another edition of Modern Design. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Get out. It's going to be nice. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An American feels the shaking from a 6.2 magnitude earthquake that rattles central Italy, killing at least 50 people.
I mean, it woke us right up out of a sound sleep.
Chris Burns was a safe distance away from the epicenter of that quake. He's an assistant basketball coach with Rhode Island's Bryant University, who's in Rome with his team for preseason training.
It felt like your room was shaking and swaying, almost like someone was underneath your bed, pushing up on the mattress.
That death toll of about 50 expected to rise because at least 150 people are missing. At the Vatican, Pope Francis urging everyone to pray for the victims.
And there certainly can be a softening because we're not looking to hurt people.
Donald Trump confirming during a town hall on Fox News last night that he could still change some of his policies concerning illegal immigration, but he repeated his vow to build a wall.